Welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. If you want to learn how to make your first $100 online with Amazon in less than 24 hours, go to www.entrepreneurideadads.com. In this episode, how does Brett turn a 50-cent board game into $50? That and more coming up.
You're listening to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast, the proud home of dad entrepreneurs, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey toward entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. Just real, actionable, and realistic entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. So, Brett, how's it going?
It is going good, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. So, quite a transition, yeah. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will probably be saying in your head, what the heck? This is not the podcast I've been listening to for a year or two. We were the Entrepreneur Idea podcast before, and now we're the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast, niching it down. Yeah,
and I think the main reason we wanted to do that is we're both dads, we're both entrepreneurs, and we really wanted to provide the opportunity to dads of becoming entrepreneurs, and also kind of be the filter of the ideas so that we don't throw a whole bunch of stuff at them. Because I know as a dad and an aspiring entrepreneur, I wanted to know what works, what can actually work when you're providing for a family and working a full-time job and that type of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's so many other entrepreneur idea, or actually not entrepreneur idea, but entrepreneur podcasts and radio shows and blogs and so on that deal specifically with someone who is just by themselves, can afford to pretty much get into a whole mountain of debt and live in an apartment while eating macaroni and cheese in order to build their business. And so you and I are not in that position. And I would imagine that there's a lot of other people who are not in that position either.
So we just wanted to create an atmosphere where dads really can relate, and we can kind of just talk about the struggles and also the awesome parts of being a dad entrepreneur.
Exactly. So one of the things we wanted to do, since we're kind of starting fresh a little bit again, is kind of introducing ourselves. You know, what is, you know, who are we? And why are you going to even, why do you even need to listen to us? Which you don't need to, I don't think, but we can hopefully add some value to your life, especially if you want to start earning some side income or actually just making more of a difference for your family rather than being stuck with the whole two income trap that most people are stuck in, especially in the wonderful state of California over here in the United States. So just to introduce myself, my name is Dean Soto, and I currently have a full-time job, but I also have some side businesses going on. I have a web development / WordPress plugin development business that brings me a good amount of side income where I don't have to work too much on it, probably maybe 2 to 5 hours a week, if that. And it definitely makes me considerable income when you actually look at the time that's involved. I also have, which Brett introduced me to, an Amazon reselling business, which has been doing really well, Brett. Thanks so much for that. We can talk about that in a little bit too as well. Also, and you might hear some things in the background, that is my daughter watching some TV. And I also have a couple of niche sites. I do some consulting on the side. All of this while having a family of six now. I have three girls, one boy, and a full-time job, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
And I'm Brett Bartlett, and I, like Dean said, I'm actually a full-time entrepreneur. I was privileged to be able to leave my job this past October, and now I get to work on my projects full-time. My main income comes from selling on Amazon, but I also resell on Amazon, eBay, Craigslist, and a couple other sites. I've developed a few mobile apps that make me some money. And then I have about a dozen failed projects as well. So I do like to consider myself a dad entrepreneur to the core. And I'm super excited that we decided to take this path.
Yeah, totally. This is going to be super helpful. And one of the things you're going to be seeing in this podcast is that we try to focus on the small wins, the wins that are actually realistic. And so like for today, when we get to the main section where Brett turns a 50-cent board game into $50, that's something, you know, $50 is something that a lot of people don't get for the, whether it's selling online, whether it's doing something on the side. But in your head, you're probably thinking, well, I want to make more than $50. I want to make $1,000 a month or $5,000 a month, and I don't know how to get there. Well, you have to start somewhere. And these are we're trying to focus on things that you can do right now that will motivate you, because getting $50 and selling something successfully for the first time online, whether it's on eBay, Amazon, selling a WordPress plugin, selling an information product, that's what's going to motivate you to do more and more and give you the opportunity to scale and to build out into more things.
Yep, I totally agree. And just so you know, I started with the 50-cent board games for $50. And yesterday, our 30-day selling average was 99,500 something. So we haven't been able to crack the 100,000 in 30 days, but and that's in 1 year's time. And now I do split this with two families, and there's a whole backstory on that. But just to show it, you can't, it is scalable. And that's why we love to tell these stories, because you start at one spot, but you can end with a full-time business.
Totally. I love it. Love it. Cool. So that's what this podcast is about. If you find that attractive, if you want to start learning and doing the things you need to do, My daughter is stealing my mouse. Do you need my mouse? Okay. If you click the mouse really hard over there, you'll be able to get it working, okay? All right. Well, while you're talking later, I think I'm going to go.
We're true dads.
If you can't tell. Cool. So, Brett, what is let's talk about let's get into the main thing, and then we'll start we also have kind of a thing for all you dads a place that you can go to actually earn your first $100 on Amazon, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's talk about the $50 board game. I have to ask about that. What is up?
Okay,
with that?
So basically, a little background on what I do. I take basically people's junk and turn it into profit. And I do that I know it's not anything brand new. I sell on eBay, Amazon. I actually want to start moving on to Etsy now. That's one I've been focusing on as well.
Nice.
But that's what I do for a full-time living. You're probably like, yeah, I've heard that a million times. Look, I'm telling you, I've done a million different things. Reselling isn't the most glorious job, but man, it can actually make money. Dean's doing it and I'm doing it. So that's what I do. So I'm going to tell the whole story of what I did. So it was a kind of drizzly morning, and this is while working a full-time job. So I get up early on a Saturday morning, and I am exhausted, get in my car, it's freezing cold, I'm bundled up, and I drive about 20 to 30 minutes to a garage sale. Mm. And as I pull up to the garage sale, it doesn't look very good. There's like four things out, you know, one pair of brown dirty shoes, like a Barbie that looks like it's gone through like a blender. And then there's this board game sitting there. And I kind of look at it. And this is at a time where I didn't really know much about values of anything. And the cool thing about reselling is there's so many free tools available on your smartphone that you don't have to, you know, be super educated in the collector's market. You literally just scan a barcode or type in a name.
Yeah.
So I pick up the board game. And I ask, you know, well, how much is your board game? And she says 50 cents. So I scan the board game, and it actually came up more than $50, but I put it at $50 so people would believe the story. I think it came up at $89.
Mm.
And I, you know, obviously am willing to pay 50 cents for the possibility of making $89.
But you're a businessman and you talked her down to 25, right?
I said, look, I can't go more than 25 cents. No, I freak out in those moments and I kind of like rush and give the 50 cents so that I can get the board game before she realizes that, you know, she's giving away almost $100. And, you know, I get into the car and I'm so excited. And I actually ended up realizing the game was brand new.
Oh,
it wasn't even used. Uh-huh. It was one of the games that don't come originally sealed, like in a wrap.
Wow, that's what I was actually just about to ask you. Was it brand? I was assuming that it was not brand new because you didn't mention it being wrapped or anything like that.
Right. When I originally got it, it scanned for used at 89.
Wow.
So that's what I thought. You know, I had scored. But when I found out it was brand new, we ended up selling it for, I want to say it was easily $140 that Jeez. We sold it for.
Wow.
So 50 cents into $140. Wow. That is my type of business. And the coolest thing was I got to use tools. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, obviously 50 cents isn't a big gamble, but now I spend, you know, $50 on things. So, mm-hmm. But the cool thing is, I got to use tools to where I wasn't guessing. I wasn't like, hey, I'm going to make, you know, this website and then have a whole bunch of people come to it. I was going to spend 50 cents and I knew it was going to sell.
Exactly.
And that was such a cool feeling. It's such a different feeling than all the other internet businesses that I know of where you buy something and you have a very good feeling that you're going to make some money off of it. And so anyways, came home, we listed it and then boom. There was, I think it sold in like the first day. Wow. And if you don't believe the story, I can give you names of some games to look up on eBay and Amazon right now. Go ahead and look up the game Heroescape.
How do you spell that? I'm guessing it's H-E-R-O.
Yeah, I think it's just Hero, H-E-R-O, and then Scape, S-C-A-P-E. Amazon will find it for you anyways, or mm-hmm. eBay will too. So look up the used and new prices of those. We've found multiples of those before. Look up different Risk games, Stratego games, mm-hmm. Monopolies. We sold a Betty Boop Monopoly, a Barbie Monopoly. And these are all things that people are so happy to get rid of. They just don't want them there. They're taking up space. And they are like, look, get it off my driveway. Get it out of my garage. Yeah. I will, you know, give it to you for a dollar. Get it the heck out of my way. And it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I'm sure that if they knew how much it was worth, they would.
That I'm doing is them a great. Favor, Dean. Okay.
That is great. So, well, what did, Nick, so this was toward the beginning of when you were doing this and I have some similar stories, but I definitely want to I'll probably save mine till another episode. When you first got the board game, how did you? All right, so first, like, how did you go about even finding these garage sales? And then second, when you found out how much it was worth, like, what did you say to the person?
So first off, to find garage sales, probably the easiest way without getting into super detail is to go onto Craigslist. There's a garage sale section on Craigslist, and then it'll just list out all the garage sales around you.
Yeah.
And depending on your location, if you're in Minnesota right now, there's not going to be any garage sales around you. But we live in Orange County, California, so we kind of can garage sale year round. But anyway, so I go on Craigslist, look up the garage sale, and then what you asked, what did I say to the person?
Yeah, like what, so you found the board game, you scanned it, and you're like, whoa, 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 awesome. And then they said 50 cents. Then how did you react to that? Like, did they question you, like, while you were scanning the thing?
Or? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this person did, but I definitely have gotten a lot of people to ask me, like, why am I doing this? Or, you know, what are you doing? And I usually just say, you know, oh, I'm checking out the prices online, or a good one I always say, which is true, is, oh, I'm checking out the ratings on it. Mm-hmm. And people most of the time aren't really that interested in it. And some people will say, like, they'll usually ask you, oh, are you going to sell it on eBay? Mm-hmm. And I'll say, I don't know if I'm going to sell it on eBay, which is the truth.
Yeah.
I might sell it on Amazon. But no, in general, I usually don't have a problem telling them that I'm going to resell it. You typically, though, that's why I ask the price first. Is I say, you know, how much is this? They say, oh, 50 cents. And then if for some reason, you know, it comes up that I'm going to resell it, that they don't go, oh, well, actually, that's worth $20 now.
Yeah.
You know, that way I have a price that they've already said. And that most people don't, I mean, most people are happy for me. You know, that it's a time thing. People don't, yep. I have a whole bunch of stuff in the garage that'll probably do decent on eBay, but it's going to be a lot of work. And right now, I have other things that I could spend my time doing that are making more money. So I'm probably going to just sell them at a lower price to some people at a garage sale or something like that, because I don't have the time to do it. So that's usually the trade-off. Most people don't want to take the time to sell it on Amazon or take the time to sell it on eBay. So they'd rather just get it out of their way and make a little bit of cash.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's fantastic. What an awesome story. Yeah, and it's true. That's the thing, is it's completely verifiable. Go look up HeroScape and see how much it actually costs. And, you know, I had a similar story where I found some Power Rangers, like original Power Rangers, and walked up and scanned them. I looked at them. I'm like, there's no way that these are the original. I scanned them, and they sold each of them for about $40 each, to $40 to $70, I should say. The Green Ranger was $70.
That's because the Green Ranger's the best.
That's right. And the person in the garage was a collector. They were like almost mint condition. He said, yeah, I was selling some on eBay, but it just took too long. And I said, oh, cool. Well, how much are you selling these for? And he's like, oh, $3. I'm like, oh, sure. Here you go. Here's the money. And you're right. People just don't have the time. And it's totally a win-win. They needed to get rid of the stuff. And it was definitely a win. What did your, because this was toward the beginning.
Right.
How did your wife feel when you actually sold something like that?
You know, it's so funny. So most of the time, this is what would happen. I'd come home and say, hey, I bought this for 50 cents. It's selling for, you know, $100. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, yeah, I'll see if it sells.
Yeah.
That's what everyone said. Yeah, uh-huh. Sure, if it sells.
Uh-huh.
That's what I hear all the time. And then, boom. It sold. And then I kind of like, you know, hey, you know, do you remember that board game that
I got 5 hours ago
that you didn't think would sell? Oh yeah, it sold. No, yeah, most of the time people can't believe it. But the cool thing about selling on Amazon is they have 180 million customers waiting to buy from you. So out of that 180 million, there was one person who wanted that game.
Yep.
And I had it. So yep. I got to bring the supply in there. And, you know, for all you dads out there listening, I know what it's like to try a whole bunch of different things and not have them work and just be struggling and trying to work out of debt, but also wanting to become a full-time entrepreneur or maybe make some side income. I wanted to help my wife become a stay-at-home mom. I know what it's like to have that type of pressure. And I could promise you, reselling items is the best way to start creating income online.
Absolutely.
There's not one better.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I was actually going to apologize, not to you. I don't apologize to you, but to you, the listener, because we've been talking about this, I want to say the last 4 or 5 podcasts. We've been talking about Amazon reselling, and we've been talking about just reselling in general, because it doesn't have to be Amazon.
Right.
And people are probably thinking, like, okay, I've heard this. Well, there's a reason why you've heard this. When I created a plugin, which my plugin makes over $1,000 a month, and I do absolutely nothing really with it. I have developers who work for me, and so I do virtually nothing with it. But that took a long time to get to that point. You showed me the reselling aspect of Amazon and so on. And I've already made, in the last 30 days, I started at the end of October. In the last 30 days, I'm at 4,000 something gross sales, like 4,500 gross sales.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that anywhere else.
You can't. And, you know, people, for some reason, there's an aversion. And I think you and I both had it when we were trying to do the entrepreneurship thing. You want to build, you want to create this amazing idea that is going to sell millions and millions, and when you want to put all your eggs into that basket. But why not go for what is the easiest? This is the whole purpose, is to try to get you going as fast as possible to where you're actually making something which will motivate you and provide the cash flow to do other things. I don't know about you, Brett, but I always liken it to the, driving around the neighborhood. You see all these small shops that have been there forever. And I'm thinking to myself, how are these guys doing it? How are these guys staying in business? How are these guys who probably don't have, and this could sound really prideful, sorry, probably don't have as much education as me, don't know how to do all the web stuff that I know and all this other cool stuff. How are they able to have their own business, have their own storefront, have their own place where they're selling all this stuff? And it's because they're, for the most part, reselling, just like you and I are doing, but we're just
exactly
leveraging off eBay, Amazon, and so on.
No, I totally agree. So, all you dad listeners out there, I really, really encourage you. It's not that you can't try to start a big website or a mobile app or whatever you're trying to kind of put together, but I can tell you that there is lower hanging fruit out there. And please don't make the same mistake that Dean and I made, where we kind of kept pushing it off and saying we're better than that. Because now, if you guys saw my journals or kind of my mind maps, what I put together, a lot of it revolves around setting in systems inside Amazon and eBay, because I understand that that is where I can provide for my family. It's where I can create the most income. And then maybe from there at some point I'll branch off, but definitely I love to go where I know the money's coming.
Yeah, because it's honestly a sure thing. Like for anyone out there, it, like you had mentioned, there is so many people that are just waiting to buy something, and you would be surprised. Who in their right mind is going to buy a $180 board game? Well, one person did from you.
Yeah, yeah. If they would have had 100 of those, I would have bought 100 of those games now, knowing how it works.
Yep.
So you as a listener, here's a great action step that you can take, is download the Amazon app. It's called Price Check Amazon. One more time, it's called Price Check Amazon. And what it does is it gives you the ability to scan barcodes. And you could scan it, take a picture, or type it in. And I'm sure you have some board games around your house. Go pick up a board game or all your board games and start scanning them. Yeah, some of them are going to come up $4 used, but some of them you might be surprised. It might come up $20, $30, $40. Now, if you're never going to touch that board game again, what a great opportunity to realize you have inventory laying around your house that could be making you money.
Exactly.
Free inventory to make money.
And not only that, to try it out, to learn how it works. There's so many ways to sell too, whether it's FBA, which we'll talk about at a later date, whether it's just selling on eBay. You can see what it's going for on Amazon and then sell it on eBay if you want to get comfortable with eBay or whatever. And there's really no risk in that other than listing your product and waiting for someone to buy it.
Yeah, and the truth is it's work. That's the thing. There is work behind it. Mm-hmm. Dean spends his evening sometimes packing and shipping some things. I spend my entire day in a garage right now getting stuff out. But man, it is by far the most money I've ever made in my life. And so we will never ever pitch the, sit back, click this, and then, watch all the money roll. And it most likely all of our stuff is going to require work, but at the same time, it'll give, you the dad, the best opportunity to provide for your family.
Exactly. Exactly. So definitely go and download that app and start scanning around, start scanning and finding things around the house. And you know what, honestly, if you want to even ask us, you can always ask us, shoot us an email. You can also call us and give voicemail feedback to 714-643-5301 and ask us, hey Brett, hey Dean, I found something in my house. It's scanning for $180 $6. I don't think it's worth that much. Do you really think it's going to sell? And we'll look it up and we'll
I'll say, hey, I'll buy that for you for 50 cents.
25 cents, my best offer. It's all the best I can do. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. We'll help you as much as we possibly can. So, along that lines, we also have a program where, basically you can earn your first $100 on Amazon for free. I mean, this is even less risk. This is even less risk than what Brett had just said. This is something where you're taking advantage of a program of Amazon themselves, where they just want you to send them stuff. And Brett, you probably can explain it even better.
Yeah. So basically what you're doing is Amazon is buying the inventory from you up front without you having to sell it. So take, for example, if you have a DVD, they will allow you to, it's called the trade-in program. And all you do is you type in the DVD and press send, and then Amazon's going to give you a gift card just for sending in your DVD that you weren't watching anymore. And that is a great way to realize the amount of money that you can make on Amazon. And the coolest thing is, Dean and I did a webinar on it, the same video that you're going to see on entrepreneuridadads.com. And Dean, tell them about some of the results from that that training.
Yeah, it was actually really cool getting emails from people. We had Keegan, who he ended up making $170. Not only did he ended up making $140 originally in his stuff that he had around his house. He ended up going to Goodwill later on. Goodwill is, if you're not in the United States, Goodwill is a kind of like a thrift store, and went to Goodwill and found some stuff that he bought that gave him an extra $30 in profit. And this is right before the Christmas season, so he was able to use that for gifts. I mean, that's $170 that he didn't have before that he's able to use for gifts. And you know, there was others. There was like Diane, who not only did the trade-in program, she went full force into the reselling stuff with Amazon FBA, and she had like 150 products already being sold, which is crazy, and just numerous other people who have had that same success. So, you know, it's a very easy way to earn your first few dollars on Amazon or just online in general that will motivate you to go even bigger, which, you know, I mean, to me, what it's like 95% of people don't make a dime online.
Yeah. Yeah. And then here you go. Boom. You're going to put in one DVD and be higher than, you're going to be in the top 5% of people online.
Exactly. And that's crazy. And it's amazing what leveraging these marketplaces like Amazon is able to do. So if you want to go and check that out, if you want to go and kind of take the next step and learn how to actually start making money online, really, this is probably the fastest way to do it. It's not something that's going to make you millions, but
are definitely not millionaires.
But it's going to get you at least on the right path to see, whoa, this is actually possible. I can do this and make some money off of this. Go to entrepreneuridadads.com. That's www.entrepreneuridadads.com. There is a form there that will give you instant access to that webinar that we did. And you'll see
and
just how powerful
it's free.
Oh, yeah, it's totally
free. You don't have to pay for it. So,
yeah, totally free, which is good. That's always good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to encourage all listeners out there. Right now, Amazon is an amazing opportunity to make money. And it's not always going to be like that. At some point, a lot more competition is going to come in. So I really want to encourage you, if you're thinking about jumping in and making money online, now is the time to get on Amazon. Dean's benefiting from it. I'm benefiting from it. And I know thousands of people who are loving selling on Amazon right now. So I really encourage you to take action now. Don't say, I'm going to do it in a month, in 2 months. Every single person that I have talked to that waited and then took action on it now regrets that they weren't doing it sooner, yep, right when they found out.
Oh, totally. Totally. I completely agree. Because actually, you're starting to see a lot more competition right now, at least from what I've seen in the last few months. I'm like, oh man, it will get harder. It will get harder eventually. But things are still selling, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So cool. So that is it for the podcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask us anything. We love the most when you leave some voicemail feedback. You can leave that at 714-643-5301. Once again, that's 714-643-5301. Leave us some voicemail feedback, and it allows us to really really help you, which is our goal. We want to be able to help you to get away from having to, you know, have both you and your wife work. I mean, we are really proud of being able to have stay-at-home moms because they obviously they wanted to, and we wanted them to as well. So please leave us some voicemail feedback. We want to help you in any way possible. 714-643-5301. Any last words, Brett?
Just those stories really do exist. In 1 year, I was able to leave my full-time job. Dean's working hard to leave his. All this stuff is possible. You just have to find the right platforms to do it. And I really, really encourage you guys to check out entrepreneuridea.com. But even if you don't check those out, go check out Amazon, go check out eBay, and take action.
All right. Have a good one, guys. And we will see you in the next episode.